So how torturous was this film? Because they put you through a lot.
Yeah, I went through a lot for sure. It was really, it was physically and psychologically demanding, you know, and it was like a 5-month shoot. It was tough, but I like things to be tough. So, I mean, there were torturous days, as there should have been, given the nature of what happens in the movie. But yeah, ultimately it was, you know, really rewarding.
I was telling Mia that it seems like this film plays a lot into people's phobias. Can you share some of yours?
I think I'm most afraid of roller coasters. I really hate them. And when I'm like on them and I'm going up the like hill before you go down the hill, I have like a full-on panic attack and like start crying and get convinced that I'm gonna die. Yeah, roller coasters.
So it's been a while since you rode a roller coaster.
Yeah, it has. Every once in a while, someone will convince me to get on one, but it'll always be a mistake. No matter like how small the roller coaster is, I just like I freak out.
I was, we were saying that we felt like this was a love story, a very twisted one, but a love story nonetheless. What would your take be on that observation?
Well, I can't say I've ever looked at it as a love story, but. That's interesting. Yeah, but I never really looked at it like that. I'm sorry.
It's not good.
I think you're in the minority.
Could you describe working alongside Mia and Gore for this film?
Yeah. You know, Mia's great. She's so... she's just really talented, and she was really, I think, perfectly cast in this movie. And... you know, she created such a great character. You know, Hannah has to be this, like, really strange bird. And I think she really captured that. And she's so present and organic and talks and listens. And, you know, she's really everything you could ask for in a acting partner. She makes the job easier in that way. And Gore, you know, it was great working with Gore. We really... you know, I'm in almost every frame of the movie, so I was there every single day working with him for 5 months. And he's a very visual director, but he was also, we were very, had a big collaboration about the performance and about, you know, bringing the audience along this journey and keeping it tense, but not like blowing the lid. And he's very slow and methodical, and I can get behind that. I can be a slow, methodical person as well, and, you know, he's so visual, it just, in the end, it became about bringing his vision to life.
Have you seen the final cut of the movie?
Yeah.
What's your take on it, given the entire 5 months of shooting?
I dig it. You know, it was a movie, like, when I read the script, it's not a movie that I would have signed up to do with any director, but I really felt like... Gore could pull it off, and I really feel like he did. I really feel like he made something wild and crazy and terrifying and original, and it's exciting to be a part of something like that.
Did you shoot linear? Because you start out very strong as a character, and then obviously you're deconstructed the whole time, so
yeah.
Did you shoot in a linear fashion?
Because, no.
So you have to remember where you're at, right?
Totally, yeah, which was a big part of it. I mean, and more so than in other movies, because it's really like a step-by-step journey. So, you know, 1 week I'm walking down a hall and turning the corner, but we might not shoot the scene where I turn the corner for 3 months. That was a big challenge, just kind of making the performance make sense and have, like, the right arc was more of a challenge in this one than in other films, for sure.
I was on crutches for quite a while. I had a huge knee injury, and I felt for your character just having to go from A to B. I want to know, what was that physically taxing like to you?
Yeah.
Your core must be solid by now.
It wasn't the most physically challenging part of the movie, but yeah, it was an extra obstacle for sure. I grew to love them. I grew to love those crutches. I really look at them as like a, you know, for an actor, anytime you can have more obstacles, almost the easier it makes the job, and that they were such a great obstacle to have. And, you know, when you have to run upstairs, I feel like it's just more compelling to do it on crutches than to do it without crutches. And, you know, Gore wanted me to do things faster a lot of the time, and I just couldn't do that. Hey, can you run up those stairs faster? No, I'm on crutches. It's as fast as I can go. But yeah, I grew to love him. But yeah, I can't say I was like happy to get in the cast every day, but yeah, I look back fondly on those crutches in the cast for sure.
Why wasn't crutches? They're not fun. You have to. There's a learning curve. So did you try them out before you shot, or was it on the set?
Yeah, I tried them out a little before. Mm-hmm. It wasn't so hard for me to get the hang of them, but yeah.
I hated them when I said that.
Yeah.
What's your consumption of water now?
Well, after this, I actually started drinking a lot of water, just because I was training for another movie, so I started drinking a ton of water. I mean, it hasn't really changed my outlook on water so much as it has, like, my experience of going to a spa. That's definitely not been the same, and I don't think it will be for a lot of people that see the movie, you know. Gore always says what Jaws did for a day at the beach, we want to do for a day at the spa, and he pretty much did that for me, so.
You obviously cut, like, well, we would all agree, but your DP, man, he's on point, just made you look that much better. Mm. You know, and just the whole film is beautiful. Can you tell me what it's like to work with such professionals and such talented people behind that lens?
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, Boyan Bazzelli is amazing. He, you know, that was one of the amazing, that was one of the great parts of having 5 months to shoot this movie is Gore and Boyan were able to collaborate and capture these shots. They're so beautiful. I didn't, like, watch any of it while we were shooting. I never watch what we're shooting.
No dailies for you?
No. I don't play back. I move forward.
Quote that.
Yeah. So I didn't watch it, but now seeing it, it is a really visually stunning film, and Boyan is very particular. You know, he's always getting in there trying to make things better, and he's amazing. Like, the movie looks great.
And talking about, you know, principal photography, do you prefer a more sterilized environment working, like, on a set, like at a, you know, at a studio, or does it help you with your, when you're on, you know, different location like Germany, Switzerland, how does it help you in your performance?
Well, I think it helps anytime I can be in a real place, you know. I guess ultimately I would prefer that, but I like to challenge myself in different ways, so sometimes the challenge can be having to use imagination more. But in a movie like this, a lot of the stuff was practical, and there was a lot of other stuff to worry about. So the fact that we were mostly in real locations, or even that the sets looked so real, was a huge help, for sure.
Did you get to do anything fun in Germany?
Yeah, we, like, ate really good food. Berlin has awesome food, and we were, like, in this town, Tübingen. They have canals. We took, like, a boat ride around there. We took boat rides. We took a bunch of boat rides, actually, boat rides in Berlin. And I saw a bunch of art in Berlin. And, yeah, I did some fun things.
You play vulnerable very, very well. I mean, Chronicle kind of, you know, also there's the deconstruction of the character. So how easy to tap into that for a movie? Or do you look for that in a movie where the character goes through, like, a more broad range of emotions?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I would call it easy. It's just what I like to do, you know? And I like to, like, figure out complicated people and what makes them human. And, you know, humanity is interesting to me. And I love taking, like, complicated people like, you know, Andrew in Chronicle, or, like, Lockhart in Cure for Wellness, and saying, like, well, it's obvious who these people are on the surface, but who are they underneath, and what drives them forward, and who are they as humans? That's just what, you know, one of the reasons I do this.
So your water consumption is up. It's doing well. How's your relationship with your dentist?
I'm actually overdue to go to the dentist. Maybe it's because of this movie. I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. Could be. It could be. It could be.
Well, speaking of that, how did they shoot the part where they put the thing in your mouth, the tube. Was it actual tube, or was that, I mean...
Well, they had, like, the thing was in my mouth, but it had a stopper, so when he put the tube in my mouth, it would stop. eventually once they got the prop right after a couple rounds of testing. And then they had, I basically did these head casts for the dentist scene and for the tube scene where my mouth was in, like, the different positions that it would be in. And then they could take a tube and actually, like, shove it into this dummy's head that looked like mine. They make a composite of the image. But someone was asking me about that the other day. I was doing an interview with Gore, and he said actually a lot of it is just the actual shot and Jason pretending to put it in with his hands and then my reaction and sound. And that kind of sells it.
I think that was the worst part to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was, like, definitely.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I think
this is a
love
story.
Speaking about water and all that, I felt like you drank water in a very particular way. Did you, or is that just my imagination?
What do you mean?
Pinky up, you mean?
No. Like, I felt like once you knew there was something in the water, you still kind of, like, angrily drank it. I don't know.
Like, I wanted to drink it? I mean, I don't know. I don't really think about, like, how I'm doing. Like, I don't think about that kind of stuff when I'm acting. It just becomes about creating, like, a strong inner life, and then the rest follows. So that's cool that you thought that. Like, that makes me feel like I, you know, that that whatever I was doing was successful. But I definitely didn't, like, make a point to drink the water in a certain way.
You mentioned Gore. Any other director that you would like to have a relationship with? Somebody that you admire? Somebody that you admire?
Yeah, so many. Like, all of them, you know? Wes Anderson, I would love to work with. Paul Thomas Anderson. As long as their last name is Anderson. No, but, like, so many people, you know? I mean, Christopher Nolan, Martin Scorsese. Yeah.
Well, kind of to that point, you said this movie was a head trip. Had it not been Gore, maybe you wouldn't have done it with any other director. Is there a particular genre or a particular head trip that if it's not this particular person, specifically, I don't know, Iñárritu or Cuarón, that maybe you wouldn't venture into that genre?
Well, I think, I don't know. You know, I'm not saying Gore's the only director I would have made this movie with, but I'm saying he was one of the reasons I wanted to make it, and I knew he could pull it off. Like, I don't think it's just, like, I don't think this movie is just a genre. I think it's almost impossible to fit into a genre. I think it's such a crazy, wild movie, you know, that it could, in the wrong hands, it would be easy to mess up. So, that's why I had faith in Gore, because I had, like, you know, I had seen The Ring. I knew, but it's like, it's not, it's more than just The Ring. Like, I had seen the Pirates movies and I had seen all his movies. I saw he was just kind of, he knew how to make a film and he knew how to make it work and he understood the genre. And so that's why I had faith in him for this one.
Now, there's obviously a lot of themes about health and wellness and eternal life. Did any of those speak to you in particular?
Well, I think it's, good questions to ask, and, like, questions I ask a lot, you know, like, why, whether it's, like, a pill or a juice cleanse or whatever it is, like, why do people obsess over these things, and at what point does it become unhealthy to rely on the cure, you know? For me, life is all about balance. That's what I've learned, you know, not to be so healthy that you're unhealthy, but not to be so unhealthy that you're unhealthy, just to be a balanced individual. That's kind of what I strive for. But yeah, it was just definitely, you know, it puts those questions into your head for sure.
And living in Hollywood, obviously, those are questions that are often asked.
Yeah, I don't live, which maybe is one of the reasons I don't live in Hollywood.
Before we run out of time, what would be, to you, in your words, what would be the cure?
Well, balance, like I said. I think, you know, it's all about balance. And it's, in a way, almost about not worrying about a cure. Like, the cure is not worrying about the cure, because the cure can be worse than the disease. You know, there will always be side effects. And the more you seek out wellness and betterness, then, you know, I think in a way, the more chance you have of hurting yourself. And it's just about achieving balance.
One last question.
Oh, cool. Go ahead.
What did you take away from this film? Because obviously, like you said, it doesn't really fit into a genre, and people's reactions are so varied.
Yeah. You know? Well, I think that's really cool, you know? I think, like, all the art I like is polarizing. That's exciting to me. Like, that's what creates conversation and reaction, and, you know, that's cool. I'm really happy to be a part of something that's so original, and I hope that people, like, go and see it and embrace it, because I think it'll allow us to make other original content, you know? Other movies that everyone just doesn't have the same opinion of, and I think that's cool and exciting and ultimately, like, more provocative and... You know, whether you love it or you hate it, you're going to be talking about it. And that's cool. True. Like, that's art.
That's what we were doing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
So
much. Great performance.
Thanks.